Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And I got to tell you, it's very strange. We're only on season 13. You could tell me we're on season 25. I believe you.
I was just about to ask, what season are we on?
13. So
season 13 of Beverly Hills. Kyle has been on every single season.
I think she's the only housewife that has the longest standing here, right?
Definitely.
I know, like, technically Candy, I believe, or like was like the longest stand that's still on, but from season one.
Right.
Wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
This season, I'm actually excited about this season because this, I feel finally the Fox Force 5 has been broken up. The lines are now like, we are not friends anymore. We are all surviving. And like, it's like, Sutton and Garcelle, to me, are people who hang out outside of the show. This, like, whole, like, the Dorit retreat, which is, like, the main thing, that's the first time a lot of these women are seeing each other after a long break.
I mean, now that Rena's gone, Erica has no friends. She knows she has to make amends to, like,
everyone.
Some, well, just even have an acquaintance on the show.
Right.
I also feel like Dorit and Kyle haven't been hanging out because Kyle hasn't been drinking.
Well, I think Kyle and Mo have been having their issues and Kyle's been spending time with Morgan. And I think they spent a lot of time together as couples.
True. True.
So I think there's just, that's what I mean.
Which, like, Sutton really drops a bombshell tonight.
I mean, it's like I think the viewers complain about Beverly Hills the most. Nothing happens. We spend an entire thing on Lucy, apple juice, panty gate, blah, blah. And yet this has to be one of the more watched seasons. And like this is
it
love
feels
Beverly
like
Hills.
Dirtier,
but not also, toxic, but just
do you feel like it's interesting. You know, to me, the most interesting part of this episode, I know I'm jumping in, is Sutton saying that PK, when he got that DUI arrest, there was a woman in the car.
That's a rumor.
I also think it's really interesting. She says that in a confessional. So is that even going to be talked about this season? Is that going to come up?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it does come up because there's a whole thing that comes up about Dorit's PTSD, right? With like, that seems to be a storyline that plays in this season. I think almost, you know, we also have the Erica line about her thinking that Dorit and PK are the ones that are in trouble the most from BravoCon last year. She says that. I think that was supposed to be kind of the main thing.
That was alluding to the DUI thing.
Yeah, I think all of that is kind of supposed to be the main thing. And then Kyle's like, hold my beer. Just kidding. It's non-alcoholic. It's St. Pauli's girl.
N.A. N.A.
So I just think like it feels like the veil has dropped here.
I agree. Well, I also feel like Kyle's mental state and her attitude is like, I had to put up with shit for years.
And fuck
shit
it from, all.
Well, and shit from my sister. And even when she wasn't on the show, I felt like I had to protect my family name. And, you know, when my mom passed, my sister was the matriarchy. And I've always like bowed down to her. And I'm not bowing down to anyone anymore.
She has clarity.
From being sober.
Yep, she is full clarity now, and she's just like, she's living her life for her now.
Yes.
And I
Let's
think
start it, from the top.
I mean, first off, we open up PK. Okay. We were Get saying we thought PK, him. We thought PK was looking decent last season. PK has let himself go and he is eating two different bags of chips at the top of the episode.
I mean, I can like appreciate that. You might want a different flavor. He was going Lay's. Sometimes a classic Lay potato chip, I can get behind.
It looks like it was what? Onion. Like a,
I like a barbecue.
I mean, I love
I think like, he had barbecue and sour cream and onion.
Which, there's definitely sour cream and onion, but I'm like, well, okay.
A different palate.
Tell me your chip preference.
Oh, to be honest, I love chips. Like, but I can be like in a different mood, and I want a Sun Chip. I can want a flaming hot Cheetos.
I love an OG Sun Chip.
Yes, just like the blue packaging. The blue. But I also packaging. Like the cheddar. I like the cheddar. It actually reminds me of my childhood. Probably okay. Because, like in the 90s, people bought this thinking they were healthier.
Yeah, because you know, you know from the sun,
right?
It was from the sun. So like Delta, you know, they would give you the cheddar Sun Chips. Now they've changed to this fucking garden variety, garden salsa flavor. And I'm like, what the hell? I got my palate used to these fucking cheddar chips. And now you switch me up with a garden salsa. Just give me the OG. Just give me the OG. If I go to a sub, like when I was younger, I'd go to like Subway, you know, you'd add the chips. It was always Sun Chip.
Okay. And then also,
I love just a regular Lay though.
Yeah, like a classic Lay potato chip.
A classic potato chip. Not a Ruffle. I want the Lay. When I was a kid, soccer after soccer games, obviously when people would bring the Doritos packs, Cool Ranch would go first.
I love a Cooler Ranch. I also like the nacho cheese. Yeah. I also like Flaming
love
Hot Cheeto.
Love a Flaming Hot Cheeto with a Dasani water. That I used to get that. Like that was my college. Like that would be my dinner. That talk about a girl dinner. I was doing Dasani water and a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
And that's I do like a Ruffle. A Ruffle, there's a time and a place.
Love perhaps. A kettle chip, a sea salt and vin. Yeah, like I'm not gonna deny a chip. You can get a regular tortilla chip with a scoop of salt. I'm in. I'm not saying no to a chip. You want me to dip that in hummus? You got it. A little queso dip, okay.
There's this girl I follow on TikTok. Her name's Baked by Melissa, and she makes all these salads, but she always dips her salads into chips. And I want to make every single one of her recipes.
You should. You are a domesticated wife now. You must cook for your man.
That's right. Last night, I cooked a BLT sandwich.
Wow.
I kind of haven't been into cooking for a while.
Well, you've been busy. You're still on the come down. One day, like... Jan 1, give yourself to Jan 1.
Thanks.
Yeah. Take the rest of the year off, babe.
Okay. 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 Getting back to this.
Sorry. So PK's eating the chips. I gotta say, I really love Dorit. I texted you. I said, is Dorit my favorite? Dorit looking fab. I want the doctor. I want the doctor Dorit is going to because she looks amazing and her hair color. I'm into it.
It's the same as Kyle's. The doctor.
It looks better.
The same one Meredith Marks is going to.
Give me the doctor. Okay. I want all the doctors. Let's share a Google Doc.
Right.
We can all do it anonymously. And we just put the good doctors in the Google Doc.
I heard with all these strikes, the doctor's offices were packed.
Oh, I assume so. This is the time to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not on strike. I'd go.
Right. You know? Right. So
turn my camera off in meetings.
Did we always have Winnie? No. After Lucy, we got Winnie. Winnie's new.
Winnie the dog is new.
Winnie. So my aunt is named Winnie Winifred. Uh-huh. I love this name, but it really is making a comeback. I have two friends that have
Hocus Pocus.
Not as dog names, as children's names. It's a cute
Winifred
name.
Sanders. Yeah.
Well,
bring it back.
My aunt had it before that. So.
Well, I don't know. Those witches are 200 years old. So how
old is Winnie dad? Lillian.
Oh. Winnie Lily.
Winifred Lillian. You probably met her at the wedding.
I did.
She was on the pantsuit.
Oh, I
on the dance floor.
Any Mahoney no relation or Dabrowski relation, I was living and loving. Okay.
So Eagle Woman and Blue Raven, they're going to come. They're going to heal. There PK, will be a
PK too. Cannot he sees this as an opportunity. So I call you Eagle Woman. I don't know what that accent was. I'm sorry. But and then he's like, and what's your name? She's like, Nancy. And he's like, actually, she's like, but I also go by Blue Raven. Doreen's like, stop making fun of them, PK. He's like, no, that's her name. She told me. He's living for this. He is living for this because he knows it is ridiculous.
And there will be a talking stick. I didn't see the talking stick. Did you see the talking sticks?
I did not see the talking stick.
Maybe they didn't need it.
They didn't. I think the group was, they're being good people. Like they were just taking turns.
I also feel like Dorit is only going to wear Chanel this season. Everything said Chanel.
I am so surprised that Dorit didn't have somebody take a picture with that A and the N on the collar that went in and you could not tell that it really said Chanel the way that it sat. I cannot believe that she did not have one of her seven assistants make sure that collar pointed out with the A and the N.
You also would think that she maybe wouldn't want to be like as flashy.
No, that never crossed my mind. Okay. That's Dorit. Okay. Nope, never crossed my mind. I will say her extensions to me are too much. They're shown in every scene for me. It's really bothering me. She's got the little she has extensions. It's giving me Britney Spears.
Oh, not a good look.
It's just, but I love the color on her though. I think the hair color is great.
Okay.
But you know, so that, you know, again, we're going to have this retreat in Malibu.
It just also made me laugh. They were all getting glam for it, but like going to wear athleisure.
Well, I like that they're all calling each other, like, what are you going to wear? Like, Crystal shows up in a full pink sweatsuit with her hair in a ponytail, but full glam still. She's kind of a non-entity this episode, and that makes me sad. I think I'm kind of one of the only ones that have really liked Crystal all throughout this.
Right. I mean, Garcelle, she just doesn't want to be at this retreat.
No. She's like, I thought our first outing would be, like, getting drinks.
Sutton is now horse girl. She loves horses now. She bought a horse from the Netherlands,
The picture was staring at her. It was Netherlands or maybe Switzerland or something. Somewhere in Europe. She saw a photo online.
What do you have to do? Get by boat?
Okay. I don't know why. Like, I don't know why I pick and choose where, like, I'm like, oh, I feel sad. Is it over there? Like, is the horse over there? She's brought it over. Does it go on the QE2 a la Parent Trap?
Or was it? Is it
get flown over? Is it
that she's going to use for racing or something? So maybe it's going to stay in that country.
Yeah, I need more info about the horse. I think we're going to find out though. Horses are very expensive.
People that are into horses,
Teddy Mellencamp, Lisa Vanderpump, Ariana Maddox,
they're horse girls though. You know, like it really becomes a part of your personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I wanted you to read, because you have a picture of it. Please read the Lisa Rinna email that her friend is gone. And we don't really actually address the fact that it's Lisa Rinna.
Okay. This is from Lisa Rinna, date September 10th, 2022 at 13:01 a.m., which would make it 1:01 in the morning. Yes.
1 p.m.
1300 hours. Isn't that 1 a.m.?
P.m.
Oh, it would be more. No, it's 13:01 a.m.
But doesn't it go zero is midnight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then you have 12 p.m., which is 13, 14, 15.
It says 13:01 a.m. I'm going to say this is in the middle of the night because it makes it better.
Okay.
Subject, reply, external, one more period. I will not be renewing my contract and I will not be coming back to RHOBH. Thank you so much for 8 years. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. All the best, Lisa. I don't get it. She's trying to pretend like she
was. What date was this?
September 10th, 2022.
Okay, so this is before BravoCon. So it feels like this was after the end of last season. She was like, didn't like how she came off at the reunion, sent this like.
Wait, guys, I read the email wrong. It's 12:01 a.m. So It's so midnight.
December 13th, 1 a.m. Oh, 12, 13 a.m.
12, 13 in 1 second? Oh. No, 12 hours. 12 hours, 13 minutes in 1 second?
Send me the photo.
I think that's what okay, it
let's
is.
Okay, let's take a quick break while you send... Send me the photo. Let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo. once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Way. Be frizz free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. Always getting 15% off. Check out Way. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from three birthdays and two Christmases ago, pairs from five different brands with five different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
That's no, it's 12:13 in the morning. That's why it has the AM. That makes way more sense.
Okay.
And 1300 hours is 1 o'clock.
Is 1 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let me see.
Yeah. I'm right.
Yeah. I think I it's just like, 1 second. Why is it
1301 a.m.?
Yeah. But it still is.
Why do they have 01 in? I mean, why are they counting that? That's weird. I've never seen that in an email before.
I don't know why NBC Universal does what it does. I don't know. I'm sorry. Okay. But I think, okay, so this is September 10th, but so this is after the last season then, because she still goes to BravoCon where she gets booed, she gives them the finger, blah, blah, blah. And I think that she did this. They said, okay, take a second. And then they're like, we're going to keep with this.
But it's but like, I'm also she's curious pretending that she's not coming back.
The subject is one more. What was the original email? Because that's what I want to know. This is a reply email. Is this
a one more email? Season? And then well, maybe she didn't like the money they offered?
There's no, this... I don't even think the contract was up yet because I don't think that it was official until after BravoCon. Then she released her statement. I would look it up, but she's blocked us on all personal, any account that is attached to ours. So we can't actually see it. So
it just hurts my feelings. Yeah, I want to see how Harry's doing.
Well, he has his own IG that she runs. I'm sure you could look at that.
I think we follow it, but it's just not the same.
Okay. Okay. So I love that you're lying. Kyle and Erica are both the shrinking women. Erica is on hormones. Dorit says, do you spell hormones? O-Z-E-M-P-I-C. Dorit does not give a fuck. She is pissed at Erica. She does not give a shit about Erica. She does not like what she says. She's like, I think Dorit in her mind is like, I have protected you for how many years and we've always been this united front. And then you go and you fuck me over like this. Uh-uh. Done. Your friend's not here anymore. It's the Dorit show.
But also, you just look like a liar. Don't say you're on hormones. Say you're taking what every other housewife, including Marge, Dolores.
Lots of them. They all are.
Marlo.
Marisol. I mean, everyone's doing it. They're all doing it.
Deandra Simmons is definitely doing it.
Yeah. But it's like,
and like you know what? You know what? If you want to do that, good for you. If you feel good and... I mean, I guess probably being off the Lexapro probably helps a little bit too.
I'm sure that there's a bunch of things, but my favorite is when they say, when they're in a talk and they go, oh, you know, some people think you're on Ozempic. And she goes, what? What did you say? What was the question? I couldn't hear you. They're like, oh, Ozempic or like Wegovy. And she's like, ooh, I'm on Mounjaro. So nope, not on those. Not on those. Okay, but okay. Kyle, we're seeing Kyle in the gym. We're going to get a lot of, I think we're getting a lot of Kyle at the gym with her to stay away from the Ozempic rumors.
There's almost part of me that thinks she wasn't on Ozempic. It's that she took this sober journey and really has focused her mind on her health.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I feel like maybe the gym's her new drug and Morgan Wade. Mm. She's kind of like a little fire in her right now. I think she also has like a pretty compulsive personality.
Okay.
Are you borrowing
my minor in psychology?
Yeah. Well, she always talks about her anxieties, yeah. And now she's really transitioning to not margaritas. And so I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think she was like a heavy drinker. I think she'd have her Chardonnay. She'd have her Sauvie B. She'd have her spicy margs, and she'd have good fun nights out. And then she kind of has taken that away. And so she's channeled her energy somewhere else. And that's
I do think she was a heavy drinker, but she was less of a drinker than Kim and Kathy.
Okay. So
it didn't seem as big of a deal. Look, I'm happy for Kyle. She's on this journey and her sobriety journey. I think that's great. Good for you. Get in the gym. I want to watch her do a Khloe Kardashian, Kim Kardashian workout where we're not really doing the muscles right, but you know what? We're sweating.
Hey, you're moving your body.
You're doing cardio in some way.
Better than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but okay. So we're at this retreat. There's drums, there's singing, there's heavy breathing.
Well, I also like too that everyone comes there and they all go into this room and then the drums and everyone's face is kind of like, what the fuck?
They're holding in their laughter.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I wouldn't be able to hold in the laughter in these moments. I always feel uncomfortable. And
because it's the nervous laughter. It's not like you're like making fun of the situation. You're just kind of like, oh God, like what's happening?
Yeah. You're biting your bottom lip.
Yeah.
If my sister was in it with me, I wouldn't be able to look at her. I'd pee in my pants.
Mary would be turning like bright red. She'd be having like stress hives on her. Chest.
I've had this happen to me many times. So. But the woman's saying, forget what you know and remember what you forgot. That doesn't make sense.
No, because if you forget what you know and remember what you forgot, you're still remembering everything that you know.
Did it make sense? And I'm pretty positive that was a direct quote.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think it's just mantras that you have to tell yourself.
Sure.
Small wins. I can do this. Say it, forget it. Write it, regret it. You know, it's like just the classic things you need to say. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. What?
Did we ever make a cup that says?
No.
No. I'm thinking of the Kim, the Manzo slogan.
Hey.
You're not sad.
You're not statin over. You're just statin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
holiday merch coming soon in 2026. Tell Michael.
No, it's coming hopefully soon. Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So Dorit, she kicks us off. She's like, Erica, you really hurt me. What you said at BravoCon about my marriage is just unacceptable.
And okay, here's what Erica, I think is funny, by the way.
Why don't we finish?
I'm going to let you get into what Erica said. But what I think is funny, too, is I thought that they were supposed to air their own grievances about wrong things that they had done wrong and like put it out to the group. And then Dorit's like, Erica, you.
Oh, no. I felt like this was this was really a party because we have to come back together because we've all haven't seen each other in 7 months. So we have to get off our chest what's really
okay. I mean, I just read the situation wrong is what I meant. So when Dorit started, I was like, oh no, we're saying what other people have wronged us. Okay. I love this. Right. Okay. Go on to what Erica said.
Erica, she just can't help herself. She wants to double down. She's like, I'm sorry, Dorit. I am a show woman. I have a residency in Las Vegas right now. You can buy the tickets for $1 and I give the people what they want, you know? Mm-hmm. And I love Dorit's comeback. She's like, she's not a show woman. That's a bitch. And Erica, she still can't help herself. She's like, well, I mean, obviously that was a shady question. So I gave a shady answer. But then she doubles down and she's like, well, Dorit, you know, is your marriage strong? And I could not believe that. I was like, guns a blazing.
Like she just like gave the people what they want. They wanted an answer. I didn't want to answer, but then I had to. So then I was just being shady. It didn't really mean anything.
But then, and then this is where we get the Sutton saying that she heard PK had a woman in the car for the DUI, which this is has to be what Erica's referring to.
I mean,
how did page six not give us that information? Or are we forgetting?
No, we would not forget this. Okay. We would forget it, but we would have mentioned it at some point. Because you know what? Forget what you know and remember what you forgot.
What's going on there? Okay.
So anyways, then there's like she cries and she apologizes because she also knows she needs a lifeline at this point. She's like, I'm sorry for being vicious. I went so low. You know, Kyle gives her a hug. And then Kyle's like, okay, my turn.
And like Dorit, the look on Dorit's face when Kyle was going to participate, I felt like she's like, God, this was the money well spent. Thank you, Blue Raven and Eagle Woman. Kyle's going to talk.
Okay. Also, I want to say the labels that everyone's wearing too. There's something about the fashion on Beverly Hills that always kind of makes me laugh. Like okay. Kyle's in like a pink sweater and then just like this big Prada puffer. Like they're all just like the outfits that they wear just always like kind of make me laugh of like, what are we wearing here? What's happening here?
I'd agree.
So Kyle's like, you know, no one helped me at the reunion. She's like, it's just so interesting. Sutton, of course, like wants to party with Kathy. And, you know, and it's funny though, because I'm like, this is so true. Kyle being like, every time Kathy calls, like I'd literally go in a panic, whether it was a good call or a bad call. I didn't know it was coming and it would give me anxiety. And now she's putting boundaries. And you know what? Good for Kyle, because this is something Kyle needs. All the sisters need boundaries.
I feel like she finally realized, like, I'm never gonna get what I want out of Kathy. We're not gonna have this
a lot last season
relationship. We're not gonna have this bond, and she's not been a good sister to me. I think she really does want to take me down. This is my show. She tried to ruin it, and I don't have to take that anymore.
I'm like, okay, Kathy probably did say all those things at what was it called? The Coyote Club? That's not it.
I don't know, some
Canyon exclusive. Club, something, yeah. Whatever it was, whatever the club. And I'm like, okay, Kyle went because she's like, you gotta, you know, you defend your family in person. You air your dirty laundry. You do not air your dirty laundry, right? So everything's behind closed doors. Monica from Salt Lake City could use that. You know, she could do that a little bit. But it's like, now she's like, oh, no. Kathy is for Kathy.
Kathy's gone. Kathy's never going to come back to the show. Mm-hmm.
Kyle needs to be for Kyle. And, you know, Dorit goes over there and she hugs her. You're right. Dorit's like, great first event, Miss Kemsley. Like, I am a child of the world and a child of the other world.
Oh, God. It's so good. It's so good. Okay, then we hop over to Sutton's store and she has Jennifer Tilly. They're just fantastic travel partners. I mean, they're so silly together. One time,
What is the story? I'm like, how many drinks do we have in Ambience?
One time they were on a plane. She put salted caramel in her ears because she thought it was an earplug.
That is so crazy.
It's really silly. This assistant, he's new to me.
Mm-hmm. New to me as
well. A good time.
He is looking for the spotlight.
I liked it.
I'm into it. I'm into it. And I'm telling you, this is gonna be a Cedric LVP. There will be a fallout. And there will be some exposing going on after the fact.
From Avi?
Yes. He will.
No, she definitely has NDAs. If you're getting paid $300,000 a month,
that I was like,
spousal support, $300,000 a month in spousal support. But I did appreciate her. You know, she's like, I just want to show my kids they need to have financial autonomy. I was given an allowance, and I want to say to my husband now, fuck you. Look how well my store is doing. And I am strong enough, quoted by the great Cher.
When I was like, first off, I'd be quoting Britney Spears. I'm stronger than yesterday.
So I kind of loved this moment.
But then I was like, you're getting $300,000 a month. Mm-hmm. Like,
Jez has a lot of money. I feel like she almost
over $3 million a year just for being married to someone. I'm going to be honest. I don't need the business. I just want the spousal support.
I also feel like her hours at her stores are probably like
10 to 2. Well, the store was open while they had lunch from Jones on 3rd. They got the Chinese chicken salad. They got the potato chips from Jones. I was like eating again. I had a gummy. And I was watching this and I was like, oh, Jones on 3rd. Oh, we're going with the Chinese chicken salad. Oh, okay. We've got the homemade potato chips that come in the clear bag too. I'm like, ah.
You wanted to get up and go.
I was like, I think I need to order a Jones on 3rd. Let me tell you what's in the salad.
Okay.
Lettuce. Crispy wontons.
Okay. Chicken.
Some almonds, like some sliced little almonds and grilled chicken.
Yeah. That's like the Chinese chicken salad that we had shower. It's like you need basic.
Yeah. Delicious. Basically, like there's nothing to it.
Right. But it's delicious. But it's the dressing. Is the dressing? Is it a citrus based or is it peanut based?
That's a great question.
You would know. I'm going to guess citrus.
I don't think so.
Peanut based.
I should ask my friend who has peanut allergies. She can have it. Okay. Or I could look it up, I guess. One or the other.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to do either, but I could if I wanted to. But I was like, oh, I love that they're having this meal while the store is open.
That store's made up. That's just a front for something.
Mm-hmm. We're getting tax write-offs. But, you know, I mean, good for Sutton. Look, I love it. Anything these ladies do, I'm like, it's so ridiculous. And yet I need to watch. I will watch Beverly Hills till I'm blue in the face. I don't care. If anything happens, I'll complain about it. I'll watch it, but I'll love it. Then we have to go to Erica in therapy. And I love this, okay? Erica asking these questions. How do I do this?
She was asking, how do I develop empathy? I'm like, you missed that in third grade.
Like,
you know, walk a mile in someone else's shoes.
Like, how do you develop empathy? It's like, well, she's like, I've never had friends before. And now I don't even have a husband.
Then this was like,
he's going to die.
I feel like her therapist was like a little too candid. She's like, well, you're going to be sad when Tom dies. It's just like kind of an odd conversation.
The whole conversation was odd to talk about Tom dying in general. Man is still alive. Granted, he's got some things going on. We've seen, you know, we've heard. But it's like the weird thing is like, yeah, you might be mad at him now, but he'll die and you'll be sad. It's like,
I loved her Bob confessional. I thought that was a great look for her.
Yeah, she looked really pretty. Is that the one with the jean look? She had like a jean outfit. I think that was the same one. You could tell
want to say she was in like neutrals.
Oh, maybe. I thought she had like a jean look too. But she looked really pretty in that. And I was like, oh, this is actually where she looks like her filtered photos. You know, when she like Facetune them. She actually looked really good in that. Can we take one more break?
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, so let's go to Kyle going over to Dorit's house where they're going to pretend to eat pizza and salad.
That pizza looked gross, by the way.
I was like, is this a heated up? I felt like
an Amy's pizza that she put in the oven that she usually gives to her children. Well, maybe she just put it out for looks because she was actually going to feed it to her children after because she knew neither of them would take a bite.
Yeah, when she was putting that, I was like, Dorit. Why don't you just put the Lay's chips out? I know you can't because there's only crumbs from PK eating both bags, but three. And then she's like, oh, I can't believe I'm going to put this on the Hermes plate. I'm like, yes, you do, because that's exactly what you're going to do.
Right, right.
You know, just that pizza looked, yeah, it looked disgusting.
No, it did not look good. But I really felt like Dorit was making this all about herself in this moment. She's talking about like PK and I are not connected. And then I thought it was super interesting how Kyle was chiming in. She's like, that's pretty normal. You know, sometimes you might have thoughts that you're not going to make it and that's okay. And I thought that was like, I felt like she wasn't quite ready to say that her and Mo are on the rocks, but she was connecting with her.
Like, it's almost like that, you know, 10 years is great.
Right, right.
You know, like, it's, they're going to a therapist. She's like, you know, I think I'm going to spend my whole life with him. I'm like, this is very interesting, the rockiness of what's happening and just the clarity that Kyle has. Because I'm like, Kyle, clearly the attention that I think she's getting from Morgan, whether it's in a relationship, the intimacy, is like, whatever it is, the attention she's getting, she's like happy with. And so, and the fact that she's sober and she's like living this new life where she's kind of putting herself first. And maybe, honestly, maybe Morgan is the one who's like giving her that boost of confidence or whatever. This Kyle is so different.
It, she is in her rebellion stage. Yeah,
she's got five tattoos.
Yeah. Kyle has five tattoos. Mo only knew about three of the tattoos. It feels like they haven't seen each other in months.
This whole scene was very strange to me, by the way. We have to hear about Mo talking to his assistant with his schedule, seeing if he can golf, do all these things. And Kyle's like, get off the phone.
They haven't sat down together in months, but because I think they're already sleeping in separate beds. And it's almost like she doesn't even want to film with him.
And does it feel like he doesn't know, though, like a Justin and Whitney situation? Like, I feel like he is so confused on everything that's going on. Like, everything's like, okay, love bean, blah, blah. Like, he's like still playing the role that he's played all the past seasons. And she's basically like, fuck you.
She's like, you haven't slept with me in months. You should be looking at my body closer.
It was, I mean,
she's rebelling. She's going to do whatever she wants. I love that she's like standing up to him. Like, I can get as many tattoos as I want. It's not your choice. It's my body. Like, fuck you. He did something.
Something. I feel like there's a moment that she finally was like, oh, usually I would let this slide or we'd let it go. And now she's like, no, I'm standing up to Kathy. I'm standing up to you. I'm standing up to everyone who's like put me down and the things that I usually let go to the wayside because I'm going to, you know, keep up appearances. And now she's like, fuck this. My appearance is looking good right now. So I don't care about any of you.
Well, and then she's like, I followed all the rules. And guess what? Shit still hits the fan if you follow the rules. So now I'm going to make my own rules. And
I don't have to explain anything to anyone.
Include you. Mo.
Before we end, I want to talk about the Garcelle moment with her sons.
Loved her teaching them how to pump gas.
Oh my
God. Loved that. That's like I hate getting gas.
My mom.
I'll be the first thing.
I feel like my mom was always be like, this is a teachable moment. But then I'm like, I think you just don't want to do it.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, she'd be like, but you can use my card. I'm like, it's your car. Well, thank you for that. I don't love pumping gas.
No, it's the worst.
I don't love it.
We got to move to Oregon or Jersey.
Yeah. Have some for us.
But this was very interesting. I feel like her son is super therapized. He was having a very intellectual conversation. He's just like, I just don't need much parenting anymore. You know, I could have used a lot 2 years ago, but not anymore. He's highly emotionally intelligent.
Ashlyn.
Oh my God. That the juxtaposition between the two. He's having such a deep, you know, like, mom, I know you tried, but I don't need you to try anymore. I'm like grown. I'm probably 16. I'm going to be out of the house.
Yeah.
And I could have used you more when I was 12. And the other boy's like, Ashlyn.
But then I thought it was interesting because I was like, they're at some point, right? They're basically going to pick a house of who they want to live at. And like one, they don't want to live with the dad. But then we see in the preview that one is asked to go live with dad.
Right.
And I can't. Oh, tough. I'm just like here for it. I felt like this was a good one. I just think this is one of the realer seasons of Beverly Hills that we're going to get, in the sense of like, we've had all these things where everyone's stuck up for each other. Everyone's for themselves now.
I totally agree.
I mean, even in the preview where Sutton, where someone's like, where's Kyle? She's like in denial somewhere.
No, Sutton is probably like team Kathy and is okay with coming for Kyle this year. I think Garcelle has always wanted to come for Kyle too, because I feel like
Garcelle even wants to come for Kyle as much as she's like, be real. Like, this is such bullshit. Like, don't.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think Erica's going to show us some truths this season. Like, I basically have to have this comeback, but do people want to see me?
The answer is no, because you can buy tickets for $1.
We also, I mean, Dorit and PK, they've pretended for years they were so in love, and now we're not going to see that. What's going to be Crystal's story?
Crystal, she's the one that's like, you know, they're saying, you guys always want me to snap at something. I think she's going to be. And then the new girl seems to kind of go after Crystal. I think it's going to be another tough year for Crystal. But I'm like, just give me some Rob.
Yeah.
I love me some Rob Minkoff.
Yeah.
So
I'm here for it. I think we have a great season ahead. Mm-hmm. And we'll get the tagline soon.
Yeah. And look, Beverly Hills, what a thrill.
They're back, baby. All season 13.
See you next week.
Okay.
Bye.